Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So it is time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what the divine messages are for us for today. And we will start out by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Right in today. Yay!
Yay!
Well, you know what? It is December the 6th, so it's the end of Mercury retrograde. You know, it's coming
Yay!
To a close. Yes, all the craziness, the frustration, the short tempers, disagreements, difficulty with communication, really like crazy energy. A lot of people have, you know, they felt fatigued and they were procrastinating. But now that energy is just like leaving, and we're going to have, you know, amazing energy come in as well as new beginnings. So with that being said, I'll tell you guys a little bit about me. This is DC Love, but I'm also known as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. And I've seen spirit from a very young age, and I just thought everyone did. But the present journey that I'm on right now, it started with me watching the Long Island Medium with my niece, Kelly. My niece is now in college, and she was about 13 at the time, and she and I were watching a marathon with the Long Island Medium. We were laughing. We were enjoying it because it was really fun to watch, and it was just entertaining, but it was beautiful in the same respect. And I said to my niece, oh, my gosh, I would love to do something like that. So after putting that intention out to the universe, I had cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began texting me, and I actually had spirits sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen, and this really propelled me on the path that I'm on currently. I started in 2014, and in 2017, I was voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I'm also published in their books. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly a law enforcement officer. But some of my education was received in such an unconventional manner. I traveled to heaven. Sometimes I would go there just to visit loved ones, but other times I attended schools of higher learning, and it really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is also where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary and really discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. This was all sudden. It was unexpected. It really changed the course of my life, and I, you know, figured out, wow, I do have a strong connection with spirit. And since that time, I continue to serve and protect, but I traded my 357 in, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and she threatened me at that time, and we've been together ever since. It's a crazy connection, but it is also a divine connection, and Joan has left the door open, and others on the other side, they walk through that door, and it really gives me an amazing ability, you know, to connect with so many different types of people, and these people are from all walks of life. So my journey's been anything but normal, but of course, I wouldn't have it any other way. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am, it's what I do, it's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. That is a very long name. So you can just know me as Barbara. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. My real goal is to help people find the joy within themselves, to reconnect with that joy, with that that amazing sense of knowing who you are. And I think my whole purpose in doing that was that's what I was looking for in my life. I had reached a point where there was no joy, and I wanted the joy back. And so I began the journey of becoming a life coach and helping other people define what they were looking for, because it was helping me define what I was looking for. And so now I help the women and the men who come to me who are looking to have an understanding about their lives, about their choices, and helping them to truly let go of the past and to start moving into who they are choosing to be, starting to create their desires, starting to love and accept themselves. And this brings tremendous changes into their lives. And I absolutely love it because it also brings tremendous changes into my life. So now I do the things that I do from the standpoint of unconditional love. And whenever I'm working with anyone, it is always coming from that unconditional love. So there's no judgments. There's no human kind of emotions thrown in there. When I work with someone, I'm doing what I'm guided to do. And I'm not relying on my brain to come up with any answers, because I am connected to Source, to the Creator, to God, to whatever terminology you want to use. And that's where I find that my life works best. And that's what I help other people to see as well. So you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus, scroll to the bottom of that page, and you will see Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, DC, time for us to hear some messages. So what do you have for us?
Okay, Barbara. Well, the first thing that I have is a beautiful little prayer. And it's entitled Angel Guidance, Yesterday, Tomorrow, and Today. And it was written by Kip Ann Hunt. My dear angels, I ask you, please, balance my empathy and compassion with my courage and strength. Should I begin to sway from this path we journey on, I ask you, please, gently guide me back around. Though, my dear angels, you already see the paths that have yet to unfold before me, you know it is I who must choose. I ask you now and always, my angels far and near, please guide me true. As this day unfolds before me, it is my heart's desire, my passion too, that in addition to whatever it is I create with you, we also bring beauty, love, and strength to those whose paths we cross today. As was yesterday and will be tomorrow, I begin today with a heartfelt thank you. Thank you for surrounding me as I awaken to all the new possibilities that this day holds. Yesterday's challenges and triumphs will always be a part of who I am. Tomorrow's blessings have yet to unfold. Today is a blank canvas full of infinite possibilities on which to build and create. My angels, I ask you once again, guide me true, for this day belongs to me and you. I thought that was a beautiful little prayer. And also, I have a message from Jesus. Blessings, beloved ones. Now is the time to embrace change. It is the one thing that you can count on. Change doesn't have to be seen as a bad thing. Focus on the word change for just a moment and see it from a different perspective. Change. Christ has a new gift each second. Now, doesn't that feel freeing? Each second, you have the ability to create the change you want in your life and in the world. Be open to the changes that are coming your way, beloveds. Doors are opening all around you, and life is beautiful. Don't be afraid to live it. Create now what you desire. Love life and see it as a gift. Remain positive and remember that there is always something to celebrate. please, dream your dreams. Dream big. Have God-sized dreams. And stop worrying about tomorrow. Don't let fear stop you from living your life today. You are here right now, and you're here for a specific purpose. This is your journey. Think about what your heart is now calling you to do, and then have courage to follow it. Imagine your perfect life. Nothing can stop God's plan for your life. Nothing. Infinite possibilities now await you. When you know what you want, the universe will conspire in your favor. Beloveds, be brave. Move forward and step into your magnificence. The only person you're going to become is the one that you decide to be. Everything you need to succeed is within you. Reconnect with your authentic self, that part of you that knows you can do anything you set your heart and your mind to do. There are no mistakes. Please, surrender to what is. Let go of what was. And have faith in what is yet to come. And know that every moment, God is by your side. He is with you through every trial, through every tribulation. You are never limited unless you choose to limit yourself. And not anyone, you know, limit your beliefs or define you. Because what you think, you become. This is a time of rebirth, beloveds. It is a time to review your limiting beliefs. It is also a time to remember who you really are. This is your time. Please continue on the path and recreate yourself and live in the moment. See the world through the eyes of love. To choose love is to truly be free. Let love awaken your soul and ignite a fire in your heart. Today is your day. I love you, beloveds. And also, Barbara, I got, you know, a little message from Spirit. And I said, Spirit, you know, what is going to be, you know, around us right now? Like, give me some words that I could, you know, throw out there for everyone. You know, what is the subject going to be for this time, you know, as we're done with that Mercury retrograde? And I got abundance, love, joy, nourishment, fertility. Oh, my goodness. And I'm also getting, this is going to be a sign that we're going to find there's going to be peace, there's going to be love, there's going to be joy, friendships are going to be better, our health seems to get better. Those looking for love, you know, a lot of you will find it. This is a time of purity. It's a time of truth. This is also a time where you find that your finances are growing. They're increasing. And you know, I'm also getting a lot of you, you know, have planned for this, and you've been waiting, and you will have the joy and the abundance you're looking for. Okay? And there's a beautiful dove that's just flying over us, and that just shows the peace that is coming. So don't be afraid. This is a beautiful time. And I feel so much better, Barbara. I don't feel as tired. I feel like a little different. The energy feels lighter. How about you? My energy feels better today, Bea. Do you notice anything? Some of you might take a little time to catch up. It's okay. But, you know, I told you prior to...
tired anyway, so...
Okay, well, I was, like, a little tired, a little off my game. But the funny thing is, I told you, like, I didn't wear my reading glasses because, you know, I did have a pair break, and so I put them somewhere, and now I can't find them. They're not broke, I just can't find them. So that's going to be one of my jobs for today is trying to locate my reading glasses. But I do have another small message, and it's from Archangel Shamuel. Blessings. I, Archangel Shamuel, come before you today to make you aware of the new opportunities that are coming your way. I'm going to be with you during moments of challenge and uncertainty, and I'm going to help you to create a life that is filled with miracles. Yes, miracles. Know that all your dreams and your desires, they're all possible, and you will arrive where you need to be, and you're going to be filled with enthusiasm and hope. I've been referred to as the ultimate divine guide. Please call upon me and all of the angels of Atlantis as we shine light upon all of your endeavors, helping you to become peaceful during this time of transition, aligning with love, optimism, joy, truly transforming your life. And as you focus on your physical journey, you will be illuminated with beautiful shimmering light, helping you to remain positive, releasing any thoughts of anxiety, and should you need encouragement along the way, I will fill you with this frequency, a frequency of love and vibrancy of light, helping you to go forward bravely on the path ahead of you, beloveds. Embrace the person that you've become, adding your unique light to shine upon the world. The more that you can focus on being of service to others, the brighter your light will shine. Visualize the life you are seeking and trust and have faith as you listen to the longings of your heart. Beloveds, this is a great time of change for you, as well as for the planet. Become aware of the omnipresent force that is here right now to guide you. Resonate with your soul's destiny and become empowered and consciously connect with the oneness of the universe. Realizing there is no separation, allow your vibration to radiate outward through the universe, bringing love and blessings for all. Envision love so divine that it does have the power to really transform the entire planet. Yes, the entire planet. Could you imagine that? And allow my presence to create a ray of hope that will help you shine throughout eternity. Beloved ones, trust your new beginnings. Live purposely and peacefully, for I am with you. I am Archangel Shamiel. And Barbara, those are my messages, and they seem to, like, bring the same message in many different ways.
Yes, they do. That's wonderful. Thank you. And now let's
Thank
hear
you.
What Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. This could be interesting. Okay. Here we go. Good morning, my beloveds. You are in a beautiful new space of being. We say this because so many of you have been wanting your lives to be different. You've been wanting to change and to see that change. And so often, you actually have beliefs that say you will see the change one day. You notice I did not say you will see the change now. You have beliefs that actually put off what you desire in your life. You have beliefs that say that one day, in divine timing, this will all come to be. It's time for you to let go of those beliefs and to start accepting change now, right now, in this moment. Right now, in this moment, open your heart to receiving whatever it is that you desire. Right now, in this moment, be okay with having things change in your life. Right now, in this moment, be the one that you seek to be. Right now, in this moment, let it all come to pass. You see, there's a big difference between accepting that change will happen one day and accepting that change is happening now, right now. Right now is the only time you actually have. So allow the changes that you desire to come into your life right now. Allow yourself to open up to the gifts that the Creator has for you right now. Allow yourself to be one with the love that you are right now. Do not put your life off anymore. It is not about who you are going to be tomorrow or next week or next month or even next year. It is all about who you are being right now. Dear innate, I open up who I truly am right now. And allow yourself to accept what is being given. You are loved. And you deserve to have everything you desire right now. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, and so we are now going to move to our callers. And remember, if you call in and you have a question or you want a message, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. We will move to our first caller now, who is the joyous, amazing Helena. Helena.
Now, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good, 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 good. Okay. Yeah, I had a hands-free thing on. Hi.
Hi.
I love to hear messages, but also I'm visiting my aunt in Florida, and it's just interesting. I'm feeling a little trapped here just because I can't really do anything besides stay right here. And it's okay. You know, I'm trying to really be in the moment. But just bringing stuff up. But then I'm thinking about going home and thinking about not being really happy there because of my other situation there. And I don't know. I just would love to clear some of that stuff up. And,
okay,
of course, if there's any messages, yeah.
Okay, let's see what we're getting for you. DC?
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, Helena, good morning. How's the weather there?
Chilly, but beautiful, sunny.
Nice, nice. And what about the temperature?
Well, earlier, about 6 o'clock, 6:30, it was 43. Now it might be in the 50s.
Okay, yeah, a little bit warmer than where I am. I think I've been down in the 20s overnight.
Oh, get
beautiful. Okay, so the first thing I got a message, I thought it was Joan Rivers, but it's not Joan Rivers. It was actually a beautiful goddess, and it was Pope Joan. And she is the Pope
oh, wow.
of possibilities. Okay, and she's letting you know that yours is limitless, Helena, limitless. Okay? So she's with and she's going to help you to really realize that, hon, all is possible. Whatever you're dreaming about, whatever you're wanting, it is possible. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a hard thing to swallow at times. You know, you're thinking, yeah, okay, I've been waiting a long time. But everything is possible, and you've got to believe that. Okay? Because you've got to realize that, you know, look at everything that's around us. Someone thought of it, correct? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your soul wants to give you more of what you're asking for, and you're just asked to trust and to really believe in you, Helena. Trust what is within you, and please don't rely on just what you're seeing in the physical world that is around you. Okay? You've got to have faith. Okay? And everything you're going through right now, it's transforming. Okay? So make sure that you really, you know what you want, you know, out of life, okay? And really envision it. Try to imagine it with every one of your senses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, Pope Joan is with you, and she's saying, and as well, you know, beautiful Helena, trust in what the soul knows is possible for you, okay? And she's saying, please smile, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So possibilities before you are limitless. And that is because our soul is limitless, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, she's coming in and she's saying, Helena, girlfriend, you know, have a good time in Florida. She's saying, she's bringing up an essential oil for you, marjoram, and she's saying, this is going to help you so you don't lose sight of what's important to you. And she's saying, Mom, she's sort of at times ignoring her own intuition, okay?
Okay.
So you really have to focus on, you know, right now what needs your attention, okay? And I'm just getting, you know, this beautiful marjoram, you know, essential oil is really going to, you know, bring your creations to life, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And to bring joy, you need a little bit more joy is what I'm getting as well, Helena. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And as well, I'm getting as well, Ginger is saying, you know, she's presenting you with a beautiful crystal labradorite. Sounds like a dog, labradorite. And
yeah.
beautiful crystal, and it's going to help to protect you, boost your aura, and really, you know, bring that magic into your life that you're wanting. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, Mercury, the messenger of gods, is with you to really help things happen really fast for you.
Oh,
okay?
Cool.
You need a little bit of energy to achieve the goals that you're wanting. Okay?
Yeah.
And as we know, the second chakra from the bottom, the sacral chakra, it's orange in color. It
mm-hmm.
stores the energy there for when we need it most. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you have any, like, labradorite, but it's a really good crystal to help you at this time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You got to realize, and you do have control over your life if you seek it. Well, you really always had it, Alina. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, I don't know if you're doing anything with media or music or art, but I'm getting, like, those are things that are favored as well around you at this time.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, total sense. Total.
Okay. And just know that the universe is, it is supporting you, Alina. Everything's going to be fine. Okay? And Ginger Saint Girlfriend, like, why do you have to worry so much? Does it help you? It doesn't, right?
No.
Doesn't help, Alina. She's saying, I see your entire divine entourage around you. She's saying, oh, my gosh, Alina, you know, if you could see what I see. She's saying there's guardian angels, there's ascended masters. I see Jesus, Mother Mary, you know, there's loved ones from the other side. She's saying all you're doing is you're just draining your energy. You're physically drained, you're emotionally drained, you're mentally drained, you know. And she's saying you're bringing in everything that you don't want, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying then I'm seeing that at times you start to second guess yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, she's saying, you know, like you're worrying about the future. You know, and you're worrying about what's going to come next, you know. And she's saying when you're doing that, you're forgetting that you're, you know, you're in the present right now and you're not even focusing anything in the present, okay? She's saying try to stay a little bit more in the present moment and just notice how you're feeling right now, okay? She's saying, you know, sit there. You know, if you're sitting, she's saying, can you feel your feet? Wiggle those toes, Alina. Notice your muscles. She's saying, girlfriend, Your breathing is in like a fight or flight kind of mode. You don't breathe deeply enough. So she's saying, you know, when you just sit there, you know, consciously remember just to breathe. Taking a few deep breaths very slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. And do it slowly and really notice, you know, how your heart feels, how it's beating. And just hold the intention to relax because you really need to relax a little bit more. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And she's saying if you can do that, the more you can stay in the present, the less you're going to worry about the future, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying I could hear you say, oh, God, or the angels or whoever, you know, please help me with. You're so worried. You know, she's saying worry never helps. You're sort of trying to put good intentions out there, but you're putting more worry out there. So just be careful, okay? And worry doesn't help anything. Prayer, you know, in the right way, prayer can help everything, Helena. And, you know, you have all the help you need. And look at the show that you have, you know, to call into. And look at all the great advice that, you know, Auntie Barbara gives you and my mom. She's saying, you're what? You know, so she's saying, you know, you're with your aunt. She's saying, this is really a time for you to rest a little bit more, Helena. Relax a little bit more. And watch how those beautiful ideas start popping in your head.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting a beautiful black color around you, Helena. I don't know if you've been wearing black, but the black color is really helping you at this time.
Yeah, I am wearing it.
Okay, because there is new growth coming for you, okay? And, okay, so I'm actually getting, like, the angels have been trying to help you while you're sleeping. I don't know if you've been aware of that.
I haven't been sleeping too well.
Okay. Well, while you are sleeping, the angels, I guess, are trying to help you. And Ginger and Jonah, they've been there, too, and they're just saying, oh, my gosh, this poor lady needs so much help. But Ginger is saying, girlfriend, you better sleep better, and you better get ready because there's something new coming your way.
Okay.
You know? And she's saying, don't be afraid, you know? You got to step out of your comfort zone. That's number one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm getting there's going to be a shift and change. There's going to be a shift in your destiny. And it's all good, Helena.
Oh, good.
Are you planning on any kind of trips?
No, not at the moment. No, I'm not. I mean, maybe to
okay,
come
well,
back here.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Just keep, you know, just if you're open to it, there might be some kind of adventure coming your way that's going to be awesome, okay? And she's saying
okay.
Change is coming, though you can't see it right now, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying you're on this magical journey, Helena. Okay, and she's giving you, like, sort of this bag with all this neat stuff in it, okay? And she's saying, Helena, keep the bag with you because it's going to help you to be ready for anything. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And she's just saying, just relax and enjoy the present moment. It's going to be amazing, Helena. It's going to be truly, truly amazing. Okay? And you've got to really, you know, experience life. Don't get overwhelmed. Okay? You know, take it one day at a time, one moment at a time, and just, you know, lighten your load a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And she's showing me your beautiful heart area, the heart chakra, and she's asking Auntie Barbara to come in and work on that area right now. So I'm going to invite Auntie Barbara and Jesus in, see what's going on in the heart area, okay, Helena?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for spending part of your vacation with us. We're honored.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready, young lady?
I am. I am, Ms. Barbara.
Okay. So we're going to do some of our wonderful, dear, innate statements.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go from there. Okay. Here we go. Dear innate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught.
Dear innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught.
And everything that I believe.
And everything I believe.
And a lot of what I want to believe.
And a lot of what I want.
I am now releasing anger from my life. Okay. Helena, did we lose you? Okay, DC, am I still on?
You are. You're still on. We may have lost Helena for a second. Maybe it's where she's located.
Somehow my ear hit mute. Oh, boy, because I'm trying to listen.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
At least we didn't lose you. That's okay. It's awesome, Helena.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I got my ear pressed to the phone. It's like I want to hear every word, and I hit mute.
Okay, so maybe you don't want to release anger. Okay.
No, I do. I do. Trust me, I do, because I have so much of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go on then. Dear innate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught and everything that I believe.
Dear innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught and everything I believe.
I am now releasing all of the anger from my life.
I am now releasing all of the anger from my life.
And I extend forgiveness to everyone and everything I was angry with.
And I extend forgiveness to everyone and everything that I was angry with.
And I allow the forgiveness to replace all of the anger.
And I allow the forgiveness to replace all of the anger.
Take a nice deep breath.
That's another big one.
Yeah, I can feel all this stuff moving in here right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear innate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught and never believed.
Dear innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught and never believed.
I release the need to second guess myself.
I release the need to second-guess myself.
I release the belief that I am wrong.
I release the belief that I'm sorry. I release the belief that I am loved. I'm sorry.
That you are wrong. W-R-O-N-G.
Oh, how do you like that? I release the belief that I am wrong.
I release the requirement to be wrong.
I release the requirement to be wrong.
I release wrong from my life.
I release wrong from my life.
And take a nice deep breath. Dear Renate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught and everything that I believe.
Dear Renate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught and everything that I believe.
I release the need to create what I do not want.
I release the need to create what I do not want.
I release all worry, doubt, and fear.
I release all worry, doubt, and fear.
I release the expectation that things will not work.
I release the expectation that things will not work.
I release all of the ways that I create what I do not want.
I release all of the ways that I create what I do not want.
And I open myself up to creating my desires.
And I open myself up to creating my desires.
And I allow those desires to come into my life right now.
And I allow those desires to come into my life right now.
Even if I'm afraid.
Even if I'm afraid.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. Dear Renate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught and everything that I believe.
Dear Renate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught and everything that I believe.
I release the anxiety of deadlines.
I release the anxiety of deadlines.
I release all of the ways that I look at the calendar and think about what I don't have.
I release all of the ways that I look at the calendar and think what I don't have.
I release all of the pressure that I put on myself by thinking about what I don't have.
I release all of the pressure that I've put on myself by thinking what I don't have.
I disconnect from calendars.
I disconnect from calendars.
I disconnect from deadlines.
I disconnect from deadlines.
And I plug into abundance and prosperity.
And I plug into abundance and prosperity.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught and everything that I believe.
Dear Nate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught and everything that I believe.
And it goes against what I have been experiencing for the last several months.
And it goes against what I have been experiencing for the last several months.
I now disconnect from my roommate.
I now disconnect from my roommate.
I disconnect from everything that even the word roommate means to me.
I disconnect from everything even the word roommate means to me.
I disconnect from all of the worries, the doubts, the fears, the anger.
I disconnect from all the worries, the doubts, the fears, the anger.
disconnect from the person that is my roommate.
I disconnect from the person that is my roommate.
And I disconnect from all of the ways I judge myself as being wrong for having a roommate.
And I judge myself? No. I
disconnect from all of the ways I judge myself as wrong for having a roommate.
I disconnect from all of the ways I judge myself as being wrong for having a roommate.
I'm ready now to just let this whole roommate thing go.
I'm ready now to let this whole roommate thing go.
And it is gone now and forevermore.
And it is gone now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, we're almost done. Dear Renee, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught and everything that I believe.
Dear Renee, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught and everything I believe.
I am actually grateful for my life.
I am actually grateful for my life.
And I am grateful for everything in my life.
And I am grateful for everything in my life.
And I'm grateful for everything that has ever happened in my life.
And I'm grateful for everything that's ever happened in my life.
Even the things that I did not like, I am grateful for.
Even the things that I did not like, I am grateful for.
Even the times when I felt stuck, I am grateful for.
Even for the times that I felt stuck, I am grateful for.
Even for the times that I worried about, I am grateful for.
Even for the times that I've worried about, I am grateful for.
Because I can look back now and see the benefit of everything.
Because I can look back now and see the benefit of everything.
And so I choose to live in gratitude.
And so I choose to live in gratitude.
From this moment forward, I am grateful for my life.
From this moment forward, I am grateful for my life.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, we're almost done. How are you feeling?
Like I want to go to sleep.
Hey, that's interesting because the next thing on the list is sleep.
Well, at least you're not intuitive, Barbara.
Okay, here we go. Dear Renee, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught and everything that I believe.
Dear Renee, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught and anything and everything that I ever believed. Believe.
I now release all of those thoughts that keep me from sleeping.
I now release all of those thoughts that keep me from sleeping.
I release the need to have all of those thoughts going through my mind all of the time.
I release the need to have all of those thoughts going through my mind all of the time.
I release the ego.
I release the ego.
And I release the constant battle of the ego.
And I release the constant battle of the ego.
I accept that I deserve peace in my life.
I accept that I deserve peace in my life.
I accept peace in my life right now.
I accept peace in my life right now.
And I give myself permission to have wonderful, deep, regenerating sleep.
And I give myself permission to have wonderful, deep, regenerating sleep.
Anytime I desire it.
Anytime I desire it.
I give myself the permission to be happy.
I give myself the permission to be happy.
I take a nice deep breath. Okay. There's one more, but they're not finished telling me what it is yet. So just breathe a few more times. Okay, here we go. Dear Nate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught and ever believed about myself.
Dear Nate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught, never believed about myself.
I now remove the daggers from my heart.
I now remove the daggers from my heart.
And I let go any hurt that I've been hanging on to.
And I let go of any hurt that I've been holding on to.
And I let go of any judgments about people who might have wronged me.
And I let go of any judgments about people who have ever wronged me.
I release the need to be hurt.
I release the need to be hurt.
I release the need to protect my own heart.
I release the need to protect my own heart.
I release all of those old beliefs that held me back from love.
I release these and all the beliefs that have held me back from love.
I give my heart permission to be open.
I give my heart permission to be open.
And I invite love into my life.
And I invite love into my life.
And take a nice deep breath. All right. How do you feel?
Good. Good. Wow. Thank you so much. This is so big.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Stuff. Well, that feels sure. I feel like I'm being primed for it. Thank you so much. Thank you, both of you.
Okay. And if your body is now saying to take a nap, you know, take a nap.
Yeah, I definitely will. If not right now, soon.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks much. Thank you.
Okay, and so I'm being encouraged to say once again that if you have called in and you have a question or you want a message or you just feel guided to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board and we can do what we are here to do. All right, DC, no one is pressing the number 1, so I guess that means
okay, well,
that
you know,
are... Oh, wait,
have a
1.
Jesus? Oh, there's someone? Okay, great.
But if you want to go ahead and say what you want to say, then that's fine.
Well, you know what, I have a question. I've had a person ask me that they have these really crazy dreams, and they feel like something bad is, like, you know, connecting with them. And, I mean, Jesus gave me specific prayers, you know, to surrender all of this to the divine. But they really feel like there's something that is with them. And it's not just the house that they live in. Wherever they are at, they're connecting with something. And, you know, what would Jesus say to them to release all of this?
They should see themselves surrounded by this beautiful white crystalline light that is around their body, that is around their home, the room that they're in. They can make the column of light as big as it needs to be. And when they are in this light is going throughout every cell of their body. And it is clearing them of anything that is not theirs. It is helping them to just let go of all of those connections that do not matter, that are not important in their own life. See, the light is just cleansing, releasing, freeing them. And see it also as protecting them so nothing else can come in. This is the light of love, the light of God, the light of creation, whatever terminology works for them. And this light is available for them right now, in every moment. It's available for each of you. So anytime anyone wants to be in that light, all they have to do is see it, feel it, know it, and it is there. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful, Barbara. That is so, so beautiful. Yes, I had given her a couple of techniques, and I also gave prayers that Jesus gave. And I just feel like it's a, you know, it's a knowingness. You have to know that light is stronger than anything.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
And it's a knowingness within you. And if you have that knowingness and you don't believe, and then you invite, you know, whatever you're believing in.
Right, yeah. It's a part of that mind state. And people are shifting out of that mind state that says there is evil, there has to be evil, something bad has to happen. But they've got to let all of that go in order to accept that life is wonderful, that it's beautiful, that it's amazing, and that it can be for them right now.
Beautiful. Yes, really, really beautiful.
Okay, so let's go to our caller from my favorite number, 111-111-1111. Hello, who is this?
I am the one. On the one. On the one train. How are both of you?
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Now that you've called.
I heard that from DC. See, love. I love it. What's up? What's the words of love and prosperity as I go forward today to begin to, well, actually, I had put the energy out there to seek the car that will make my heart soar.
Beautiful. Well, Queen, what I have to say, first of all, is you're connecting right now with a beautiful divine goddess, the Lady of the Lotus, and she wants you to embody, you know, the deepest bliss within and know that your body was made for enlightenment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, too, you know, sometimes we forget that everything we touch, everything we say, everything we do, you know, is not separate from the divine. Okay, and, you know, the most potent spiritual truth, one of them is the female body is an asset to enlightenment. It's not a hindrance, and it is a vehicle to free us from the idea that we are here and we have limitations to any kind of reality. Okay, so I don't know, like, why you're holding on to some limitations, okay? And you realize that you know, like all of us, we are both human and divine. We are both mortal and eternal, correct?
Correct.
So what I'm getting to, Queen, is you are asked to see your amazing body as this beautiful gift. Okay? It is an amazing, beautiful gift. Okay? And to remember the holiness of that beautiful body, the deep wisdom it possesses, and the temple that you walk around in every day, this is your temple. So I'm getting you may need a little help remembering that your body is this beautiful, sacred vessel, Queen. That was the first message that I got. I hope that makes sense to you. Okay.
Oh, it made sense, and I am aware that my body is a temple, and there are moments still of falling back into old patterns. So, yes, that
okay.
I am aware.
And you are going through a beautiful period of transformation, and you are ascending. And, you know, you're connecting with just beautiful, pure wisdom. So this is a time, you know, for you to grow, Queen, okay? One of my guides is Orion, and I'm getting, you know, Orion is connecting with you as we speak, okay? He's connecting with you, and I had Orion and his mother Sophia connect with me a few years ago, and I'm getting, you're connecting with beings, you know, from many star systems, Queen, and they're bestowing their wisdom upon you, okay?
All right, accept more.
Okay, so you're asked to see the world through your enlightened eyes and really to start using your right brain a little bit more because the left brain is more analytical, so you're asked to connect with your right brain, okay? And Orion is with you to help you to just go forward, you know, spiritually, to advance, to expand, okay? And please, Queen, always speak your truth, okay? At times I'm getting,
yes,
maybe you don't speak as much as you should, but just please speak your truth. Okay? So I'm getting it's a time to let go of limitations, even limitations that you choose to see with your physical vessel, your body. Because sometimes when you look in the mirror, you don't go beyond seeing the physical body, Queen. Okay? And you have this omnipresent knowledge that is with you, and you have the ability to access it whenever you want. Okay? So the guidance that is coming forward, please be open to it and know that it's your birthright to have this beautiful guidance. Okay? And I'm getting you're connecting with your higher self more and more. You're connecting with your guides. Okay? And I'm getting you're going to, you know, you're connecting and having more sacred relationships. Okay, so I hope that makes sense to you.
It does, and I thank you for the reminder.
Oh, you beautiful. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You are an amazing being, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and to Jesus, Queen, and I thank you once more for bringing your beautiful energy to us this morning.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Okay. So while DC was talking, I was seeing all these amazing images, like the goddess of lotus with, she's blowing across the lotus and these beautiful sparkling energies are coming and they're actually landing on all three of them. And I'm told that this is connected with spirituality and sensuality. So it's about opening in so many different ways. Okay, let's see if she wants to say something or if she's just going to keep blowing, although this feels really good to get this stuff landing on us. Okay, she's saying, just be open. Just be open to who you really are. There is so much more to you than you know. Even though you seem to know so much, there is always more.
Yes.
Be open. And you see the perfect car coming into your life, so you should not have any problems finding that. It's right there, waiting for you.
Wonderful. Yes. Thank you. Thank you both. The embodiments of both of you and the...
Thank you.
Of the omnipresence in all that's around all of us that are here now and always, everywhere, that we are open to. I give thanks. And I'm off to see the wizard, the wizards of the car reality. So with that, I'm skipping down the road with my sensual self and my sacred body temple to be in the world.
Wonderful. Okay, go get that car because it's definitely waiting.
Thank you. Bigger smile on my face. Namaste.
Namaste.
Gratitude.
I just love that one. Okay, DC. We have come to the end of the show. Is there anything that you would like to say?
Okay, I have one more question. One more question to Jesus for this person. What do you do with a person that has fears and doesn't realize what their fears are?
They don't have to realize what the fears are in order to let the fears go.
Okay.
They can do something as simple as making one of the Dear Innate statements. Dear Innate, I release the fear. Dear Innate, I release all fear. And then just breathe and let it go. And they may want to say, Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I release the fear. Because then they're giving themselves permission to let go and to move forward with their own lives. There's so much within her that she doesn't even recognize yet. And the more she lets go, the more she's going to begin to see and experience the truth of who she is. So I'll encourage her to let go and to open up to what is truly there. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful energy today. I've had my daily dose of vitamin G. I feel wonderful.
Me
too. I took my other vitamin, but the only way I can get my G is right here.
All righty then. We are done for today, and we hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful day. And don't forget, you can make those Dear Innate statements for yourself, too, if that's something that resonates with you. We will talk to you again next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.